Brisbane wakes up with Steph, Abby, and Matt on B105.
Hello, podcasters.
Hello.
Hi.
Great to have you here today.
Yes, indeed.
Great to be here.
Snakes.
I'm a snake.
Snakes on a podcast is what we got for you today.
I know. I don't know what to do about snake. It. I actually feel sick about it.
What is she going to do about her snake? What is the snake about? You'll hear it in today's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Abby's got a snake issue. Don't say
too much. I don't want to be snakeist, but I feel like there's some I like and some I don't.
Oh, yeah. Like, the ones that can kill you, I get you not wanting to be friends with them.
I think it's the look of them. Some of them look more friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, give you that.
Like I had a little green tree green tree snake.
Mm. They're cute.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's get one of them.
I don't think you can keep those. Okay. I don't know.
We'll see.
Anyway, snake chat.
Snake chat.
Today on the show.
I wonder if you get any complaints about the snake chat for your statements.
Because I said people who have snakes are weird.
Yeah.
Well, I said that pre the people who rang up, and none of them got upset.
No, because they were all mothers who got them for their kids under duress was
so
the problem.
They're all mothers of weird kids, which will be me.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, people are allowed to be upset by it, but that is just my opinion.
Mm.
Snakes can't cry.
So. Can they not cry?
No.
Don't have any...
Tear ducts. Mm. Be a waste.
They don't show weakness.
Yeah.
They blink from the bottom up, right?
Or sometimes from the side, yeah. They're amazing creatures. Cold-blooded.
So am I.
Tasty.
So am I.
Sheds their skin every year or so.
All right, venomous. Here we go. Here's the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Speaking to my friend yesterday. And I said to her, do you know what? I've just got something really in common with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah? What now?
And she said, are you releasing a tape and earning billions? And I said, no, I'm not.
What's your dad up to?
Okay. All right. So not really. But I was like, there was just a comment that Kim Kardashian made recently where I was like, yeah, I could get involved with that. Because she was asked about Kanye's wedding. Remember, he's got married to a Melbourne girl. And apparently he's trying to come. And he might be refused entry.
I want to... come and live here in Australia.
No, just to visit the family in Melbourne.
Right, okay. Because they got the word was to that he married her like a fortnight or 2 months after he actually divorced from Kim, so it happened quickly.
Yeah,
which would mean that
she works for him. She's a designer for the Yeezy
brand. Yes,
if that's true, then the other girl, the Uncut Jams. That would have meant they weren't really together if he was married. Uncut. Yeah.
Well, she said she did that for him, remember?
Yeah.
As a favour.
I don't know. What, you reckon they're just secretly always been going out and the other one was just...
Oh, God, who knows the story with Kanye? Trying to put the puzzle together. Coming.
But no, she was asked about the marriage, right? And she just posted and I was like, yeah, you know what? You go, girl. That makes sense. Where she just posted saying, I'm really in my quiet girl era. I don't have much to say, just much to do. And that's me. Thank you so much for accepting it.
All right.
Okay, well, maybe not the, is like, the other I don't
thing
have much
you,
to say.
The other thing you have in common with Kim Kardashian is you lie during a broadcast.
Can you rephrase this?
Don't go to Paris. You're too similar.
I'll paraphrase it.
Okay.
I'm in my quiet girl era. I've just got much to do. I'll leave out that I don't have much to say.
Yeah, see, that we can accept.
Yeah, okay, cool. Where I'm just, I don't feel like, you know when you go through stages where you're like, I don't want to go out? Like, I'm going out tonight to Hamilton.
Sorry.
And we've got the Dolphins launch on Friday. But besides that, like, I am so quiet.
But what you've done there is there are things you want to go to. So you're more now, rather than going to things that you think you have to go
to. No obligation.
You're not going
People
to
People need to choose what they need to do and actually say, no, that doesn't suit me and not Sing feel it. Sorry about it and not have to explain it and not have to give a backstory about why they can't do it. So I'm just choosing what I want to go. We're not drinking at the moment. Scotty and I aren't. I've gone off socials and I'm just like, I need to do the lot of stuff that I wanted to get done, which is obviously cleaning out cupboards at the moment. That's so it's good. Probably not Kim Kardashian style because I don't think she's doing that.
No. She's watching over people doing it.
Yeah.
But not saying anything.
So I just wanted to prepare you because you know what comes after quiet girl era.
Oh, you lose your mind.
We're all going out. But at the moment, we're partying.
No, we are not partying.
We're quiet girl era.
Okay.
You know what, like in that same vein, we're saying, you know, you don't want to feel bad about going, not going to things and stuff. One of the great quotes is, you know, other people's feelings are not your problem.
That's true. And what other people think of you is none of your business.
It's exactly right.
It certainly is not.
So if you go, oh, they'll be upset if I don't go, who cares?
Mm. No, they probably don't even like you.
They probably.
I mean, that was your grandma's funeral. You probably should have said yes.
Well, she won't care if she's there or not. She doesn't know.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
The other people around will.
Bad choice.
But I don't care what they think of me. Mm. You're the same. You're trying to say no to a lot more things.
Oh, yeah. I say no to everything now. If it's not going to bring me value, I'm not going.
We've timed this wrong. I'm going to everything this year.
That's good. We've got a lot of stuff that you can be our representative at.
Yeah, I'll take cardboard cutout.
And here on behalf of Abby Coleman, Stav Davidson.
Lovely to be here at the opening of a woman's gym.
Yeah. Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We're nearing the end of my little puppy, my dog's life. I say puppy. She's 15 years of age, Yoshi, and it is going to come to a day soon. But at the moment, we're happy carrying her in and outside and down the stairs because she is quite old. Mm. But it did have the conversation with the kids saying, you know, let's enjoy our time with them. And they do. They love her so much. And then always the conversation goes, well, what other pet are we going to get? And you're like, can we not talk about it with her? And they're like, well, she's deaf.
In the room, yeah.
And I'm like, I get it. I know she is, but let's just wait, okay? And the eldest one wants to get a dog.
Another dog.
And the middle son wanted to get a cat. And he was mocked for it. And I thought, that's not nice. And he was mocked by Scotty. Scotty's like, you're not getting a cat. Don't like a cat. Why do you like a cat? He's not a cat person.
Not a cat person.
You know, you are. You're either a dog or a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't want any pets. I don't want any more. They're expensive. Don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Then Jagger has got this in his head and he's absolutely convinced and he's not letting go of it and I just don't know what to do with it. And guess what animal he wants to get as a pet? You guys know him.
Jagger wants a rat.
A guinea pig.
No.
Salamander.
So not a snake?
Yes.
A snake.
He wants a snake.
He wants a snake.
He is desperate for a snake.
They're good pets, man.
No, man. I don't want a snake. And I was trying to explain to him. Yes, yeah. That you do.
Yeah.
And tell me, because I've got a couple
of friends.
All
the more reason not to let him get a snake.
Exactly. I had a couple of friends that had snakes. And you know what? When I went into their room, it was like smoke. It was absolutely smoke. And then he had a little beer fridge where he kept his
dead rats.
Mice that he had to feed to it as he was like
punching the dart.
Yes, and never went outside. Like, I don't want to stereotype, but is that your mates?
That is completely stereotyping.
Yeah.
And yes.
And factual.
He's a big tattooed.
I don't know if I'm a snake person, and I appreciate it, but I just feel like snake people are not my people. Like, I don't feel like
it's a thing.
They're weird.
It's a thing.
I didn't say weird.
They're weird. Snake people are weird people. I'm sorry. I'll say it. I'll go on the record. Snake people are weird people.
But is it different for
dump?
Is it different?
No, that's not defamation, bro. Them facts.
If you're a snake person, 13, 10, 16, okay. I'd love to hear from you.
They're going
to explain what sort of person you are.
Not listening to us.
They're walking down the street.
That's what I'm saying. You stereotype them, don't you? And then I said to him, I'm not having a snake upstairs. You'd have to go downstairs. And
downstairs
every kid is scared to go downstairs to sleep because it is away from us. You know what he said? He goes, no worries. I went, great. So now you're sleeping downstairs in the dark room with the snake.
To protect him. I mean, no one's coming in there if there's a snake in there.
And he's like, no, I'm going to get... So my nephew has a snake.
There you go.
But he's from Darwin.
Yeah.
That eliminates all the previous chat.
Where's he get his pop from?
He lives on acreage.
Ah, right.
Is he weird? Is your nephew weird?
Yeah, because you've just tarred him with the same brush and you love him.
I love him. He's my favourite.
He's your favourite. He's got a snake, so there you go.
Yeah, he's a bit weird.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But also, what if the snake escapes?
I know, but I don't... And then I said to Scott, I said, hey, mate, can I have a chat to you? Because... Jagger said to me that you said maybe to a snake. He said maybe means no. I said maybe doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
You've opened the gate. And he goes, well, I can't have a snake. And I went, are you scared of snakes? And he goes, I prefer a spider. He doesn't like snakes.
Yeah, because he's not weird. Snakes are scary.
My friend's getting their child a bird-eating spider for a pet.
A bird-eating spider?
Do you know you need to have a license for it? Like, you can't actually get... I looked online. For a snake. And I felt bad because I'm like, I don't want to look. There are certain... snake types you can't have in Queensland. They're in the same category as rabbits.
Yeah, right.
Of what you can't own. So I was like, that's good. But you can get like a children's
python.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you need a license for it. And he's like, I'll pay for it all. And I'm trying to put my foot down with it. But at the same time, I'm like, I grew up with tree frogs, ducks,
goats,
cats, you name it. We had a sheep for a little while.
But none of them are lethal.
No, well, children's python isn't lethal either. But then you got to make sure that he's willing to look after it and take it out for a slither every night.
Otherwise, I'm going to become a snake person.
You're going to become a snake handler. You're going to become the new Britney Spears.
I just don't... I don't know how you become relaxed with them.
Because once you have one, you'll realize they're very docile. If you feed them
would
up...
Do you have a snake?
Love a snake.
You're a snake person. Yeah. Right?
Like
snake
I said, weird people, snake people.
You are a snake person.
But you like me, right?
Oh, we love you.
That's why it was,
would
yeah.
You come you, over? Would you, you come over no, if I see how to snake?
Let me yeah. say, this is sounds so bad. But you like computer games. You like
how weird
comic books. You like staying at home.
Highest grossing
you like
movies of all
you
time.
Vape 24/7.
That's
like
actually
you're a
not
snake
true.
Person.
Thanks for noticing.
What she's saying is she doesn't want her son to grow up and be you.
Because I'm an awful, awful person. I'm going to get a snake and just sick it on you. Get up.
I don't know.
Wow, we do have snake listeners.
Yes, we do. Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. You just call them weird.
But they might be happy with that.
Yeah, convert
they're
us to
happy
it.
To
like,
be different.
What is, yeah.
This okay, so
but he's the same kid that wanted chickens, remember?
Yeah, can't have both.
Badly, I know. He badly wanted chickens, so we said to Scotty and I said we just need
write
to ride this out.
Write it out. Get a turtle.
The snakes will eat their
I
eggs.
Suggested a turtle. But he said he can't cuddle it. I said, you can't cuddle a snake. And he goes, it can wrap around me. Yeah, I said, great, so you're gonna wrap it around you and walk around. That's not gonna cause issues.
Let's just really hope this dog stays around for a long time yet.
He called my nephew about it and like they were on the phone chatting. He goes, really? And then it sits on your bed for like 4 hours? That's so cool.
Right. And then they shed the skin. I guess you get to keep that as a...
I mean, they're low maintenance.
They're angry.
Are they?
When they're shedding, they're grumpy.
Who wouldn't be?
Because it's itchy. Yeah. You got to be careful when they're shedding.
You know a lot about snakes.
Yeah, a lot of my friends had them growing up.
Samara, hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How are you all?
Great. We're good. Do you have a snake?
Yes, I do. I have a jungle python. He's about 7 foot.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
His name is Noodle.
Mm-hmm.
We took him on from a friend. I wasn't a snake person to start with. My son wanted him. And I'm the one that feeds him and gets him out and lets him roam around and plays with him. Yeah.
And you love him now, right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I'm fascinated.
What do you do with the dead mice that you have to feed it?
I feed him rats. I have a connection where I get a supply from and
connection.
You just put him in the freezer and yep. get one out and defrost it and feed him.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Why? It's just dog food without the factory.
Yeah, but I don't see the face of the dog food.
I use very long tongs.
A very long tongs.
Oh, so you don't touch, you can't
no,
touch
No, because apparently
the
they've got
the
to snap at it, my nephew was saying. Like, you got to put it
yes.
into, yeah, and they've got to laugh.
Correct.
Like, pretend they're out in the wild.
They go for it. But you've got to shake it around like it's real
like it's
and
alive.
Moving.
Yeah.
Pretend that
yeah.
they're out.
Like, so if it was, if they knew, so you got to trick it. If it were, thought it was dead, it wouldn't eat it?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Like
a couple
hunt.
Of times that's happened. If it's not convinced, then it won't eat.
Right.
I kind of like the idea of it being tamer, though. You don't want it to have its instincts alive.
Oh, look, when you're not feeding it, he lives in a cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
We open it up and he just comes out and he crawls up the hallway and through the bedrooms and...
Wow.
I can dig that.
Right.
Yeah, you're a snake person though. Why don't you get one and Jagger can come visit?
Because my wife is also not a snake person.
No. Hey, Drea.
Yes.
You've got an alternative?
Yes. Yeah, so my son wanted a snake as well and I was like, no way. So we... compromised and he got bearded dragons instead and now we have 60 babies.
Oh, Drea 60. Wow. Oh, Drea.
Do you want one, Abby?
Do you know what, Drea? When we're walking around the river, Stav and I are, and we see a bearded dragon, I still jump. They still scare me because they're there. All of a sudden I'm like, ah.
That's true.
60 of them. Where are they?
Yeah. So she's had 4 clutches with about 24 in each clutch.
Where do you keep them all?
So we've got like 6 tanks in our house. We've got the whole setup. We've got incubators. He had to go and buy it all. He's nearly 18. And he just didn't realise when you put them together in the tank what might happen.
Well, Drea, that's an issue on your behalf, to be fair there.
Yeah, you put a male and a female together, this is what can happen. And now we're stuck with 60 babies.
Oh, my God. You can't dissex them either, can you?
No, I don't think
no,
so. I know
think
nothing
so.
About these things. I'm not a reptile person myself, but, you know, so if you want one, you can have one.
You sold it real well, Drea, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Demi and Loganholm, you just got your 13-year-old a snake. How's it going?
Yeah, good. I absolutely hate snakes.
Right.
Okay.
I absolutely against them. My eldest son wanted one. He's now 20 and I refused. So my 13-year-old, I went to a different couple of reptile places and they told me, because he has ASD,
yeah.
And they said it's actually a good coping mechanism for kids and adults with ASD and stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that.
To have a reptile. So 2 weeks ago, he got his snake. So he got a children's python. It's 8 weeks old, and they only grow to 1 meter. But I absolutely hate them, and I'm now walking around with him wrapped around my hand.
Right.
He's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, you do, because that's what I was going to say. Like, I'm going to be at home alone with the snake, and that sort of bothered me. I didn't know, like, how quickly did you warm to it? Because it's only been 2 weeks.
Actually, 2 days. I actually held him, and the way he wraps around, you can feel his, like, his body, his strength, his muscles. It's just different, and now. I made sure we got a tank that was lockable because I did not want that thing getting out in my house.
Right. Good idea.
Oh, wow. Lauren. Speaking of lockable tanks.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You didn't have one of them?
Good, good. I was very against getting my son a snake. Long story short, he manipulated me. He chose a children's python, and I thought, that's okay. He chose a patternless one, so it looked like this disgusting brown snake.
Right.
Anyway, the snake escapes, talking to the neighbour, and they said that they had found a snake, called a snake catcher, and had the snake had been relocated. Anyway, my son starts to talk to the neighbour. We speak to the snake catcher. The snake catcher does the drop-in location of where he's released this snake near Mount Cutha. My son says to me, oh, let's go and get it. And I thought, absolutely, we are never going to find this snake. So I'll be the good mother. We'll go and find the snake. We go to the Mount Cutha bushland.
Yeah.
Did you call for it? Snakey. Here, snakey.
He rummaged through the bushland and he found the snake.
Well, he found a snake.
Are you sure it's the same one?
It was his snake.
Wow.
Yes.
You'd be kicking yourself, wouldn't you, Lauren, of saying yes?
I was kicking myself because I just thought there's no way, you know, on earth we're going to find this animal. And so anyway, it came home to live with us.
And do you like it now?
No.
Not
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Ah, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, Brisbane, remember everything that he says, because after this chat, he may be dead. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty Too Hotty for Tradie Chat Tuesday. Are you there?
Hi.
Okay.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good.
You did something a little bit different last night.
I did.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah. Turn on the radio. I know you like listening to your voice back. I know your sexy voice really is. Yeah, but can you just turn down the radio?
Yeah, I am. I'm just pulling over. It's finding hard to pull out spot oak. Oh my God, I can't even talk this morning.
Not this morning.
Hard to pull over somewhere. How are we, guys? Sorry, I'll start again. I pulled over finally.
How was your little excursion last night?
I called it a date, actually. I went with Liz. She picked me up. We called it a date, so it wasn't really an excursion.
Yeah, right. Okay. So you went on a date. Liz is our friend. Yeah. You know Liz.
I don't know.
Known her for years. But yeah, so you were going to the information night at school, which you have never done before.
No, I haven't actually gone. I took thongs though. I remembered my shoes this time, so I had thongs on.
Yeah.
So they're classed as shoes, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my first time I think I've done something like this. So
Abby's with the rest of the boys at sports.
Tennis, yep.
You're there. Your job at the information night is to take all that information, bring it back to Abs, and make sure that it plays out for the year. So what you don't know, though, Scotty, is...
I said to you, can you take notes? I even left a notepad with a thing saying, take me and take notes, please, with a pen, and you didn't take it, did you?
That'll be correct.
And I said,
I've got a memory like an elephant.
Sure. And the thing is, I'm going to ask you some questions, and you don't know that Liz, your date last night, sent me the notes. So I have all the answers. And
this
you
is a
said,
stitch up.
Yeah, it's a classic stitch up.
It's a stitch up. And I want to apologize to all the teachers because you came home last night. I said, what'd you learn? And you said, nothing.
No, that's not true. I learned a lot.
All right, fine. Okay, first
the
question.
Memory bank.
Okay, well.
Yep.
Let's fire them up.
Here we go.
What is one of the teacher's names? Any of them.
Any of them? What do you mean?
Just give me a teacher's name.
What do you mean? Do you mean one of them or do you mean like
all of them.
Out of all of all them, of just them? One of them?
Just one of them.
There's two in the classroom, so let's go with Cassandra.
No,
it's Leah and Kim.
Exactly. correct.
All right, well done.
Oh, ding? She's disappointed. She's yeah. disappointed.
I didn't know you're on first name basis, but that's okay.
And of course, he'd remember the two girls' names.
Yeah.
You know, there was men teachers there last night too.
No, there wasn't. Yeah, there was.
What's their names?
It was Steph.
Yeah, and their names?
Hey?
The names of the guys?
Let's go with Peter and
No.
The girl teachers.
Well, one of the—they're not his teachers.
Okay.
You know, the principal. He's, you know.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. So they encouraged the boys to start keeping what in their bag this year?
Food.
Ding or bat?
No.
No.
There was a different item. They said this year, if you could please get the boys to put this in their school bag.
Is it a folder?
Deodorant.
Deodorant? Yeah. No, they didn't say that.
Well, they did.
Not say that.
She took a screenshot of the notes that they put on the screen and sent it to me.
Hang on. This is, I'm getting, stitched up here. Liz is in a different class.
No.
All the boys smell the same, Scotty. They don't just have one class of stinky kids.
No. Yeah. What do they need to know off by heart at the end of the year?
Shut up. That was English then.
Oh, he's firing back.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. They need to know something by heart, off by heart at the end of the year.
Off
what
by
is
heart.
It? Yeah.
How to tie his shoes? No.
Times tables.
Yeah, that's right. Times tables.
Well, yeah, that's not how game shows work, mate.
I said to you that, like, we need to get involved with it. And I said, look, if there's anything you want to be involved with, what day and time are the P&F meetings?
Well, I think you're on a Saturday at the Camp Hill Hotel.
On the bright side.
At about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Isn't that topless waitress day?
That's Friday night, right, bikinis. Okay, I don't know if they do it anymore. So the only question you got right are the girl teacher names.
Ding, 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 ding. Get buzzer.
Do you know what, Scotty?
Sorry, Scotty, you're right. My bad.
Wow.
I think I did pretty well.
Yeah, well, I guess when you only get to see your kids every second weekend, you won't need to know this sort of stuff, Scotty.
Love you.
Alright, guys, enjoy your
day.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Having more kids is definitely going to be a struggle.
I am here to tell you guys that I am pregnant.
So you told Brisbane before you told your partner.
Hence the anonymous.
Yeah.
How is she doing? How old would the kid be now?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I remember she gave us a call when she actually had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Who's pregnant? Is this a pregnant?
Well, Ash has just come into the studio, our producer. Maybe this is an announcement time.
Stop doing that to her.
I am wearing a baggy black dress today.
You were telling us a story and we're like, is this your way of telling us you're pregnant, but you're saying that someone else?
Yeah, so I met this person on the weekend and I thought this was a really cool boss move. But basically, she started a new job. She's 4 months pregnant and she started about a month ago and she didn't tell them in the interview process that she's pregnant because she was worried that even though you're not allowed to discriminate, that she might not get the job over someone else who wasn't pregnant.
Yeah, they'd find
who
another
might
reason.
Stay longer at the job. And I just thought that was like kind of cool that she's got this secret, but she's thinking that she needs to tell her workplace soon because she is starting to show more, and she works in a doctor's surgery, so you'd think like maybe the doctors would be aware.
It's a hard one because legally you don't have to unless your job is affecting your health.
Yeah,
does that make any sense?
Yeah,
like if you're doing heavy lifting and stuff like that and you haven't told them that you're pregnant, then that might be an issue.
Or if she works in the radiology department, be like,
But I'm with her though. I think it's just awkward because she might have been 3 months, you know, and a lot of people don't want to, everyone can announce whenever they want, but some people don't want to announce until they're over that level where they've got all the testing done. So you don't want to say it in a first appointment.
But the problem she's got is the longer it goes, the more it's going to look like she was keeping it from them on purpose.
Well, she was.
When she but not in a way that she was, you know, she just wanted to get the job. She didn't, I don't know.
Well, how far along is she?
I think about 4 or 5 months.
Okay, so then when she does tell them, they're going to know that she lied in the interview.
Yeah, but I don't think.
Well, she was never. She's never asked.
When you can't ask someone,
no,
and it's,
you can't.
It's like it's a real hard one because you can't discriminate because otherwise you're not letting women progress in the workplace because they're having babies. Yeah. And also on the flip side, I understand that it's incredibly hard for small businesses because if you're hiring someone, I mean the thing is she won't get maternity leave from them if she hasn't been there for 12 months.
Yeah.
Can she hold on?
What's the baby there crying? I don't know. I lied from the bank. I didn't tell them I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Actually, I probably signed documents. I shouldn't say that.
And you were not to, you were big.
Do you don't have to disclose that you're pregnant, though, do you?
You do. Oh, no, I don't know if you do. You have to write dependents. But we were going for a home loan. And I know this sounds, I wasn't taking time off work.
Yeah.
And this is for my first, and I was taking 2 weeks, remember?
I do.
But they... they presume that you are, so the bank, I guess, can discriminate, really.
Yeah, but that baby isn't a dependent yet. As long as it's in your belly.
Well, it's dependent in the belly.
Yeah, but no, but I would. That's where you wouldn't get in trouble.
Well, no, because the second baby, I had to get a letter from work saying that I wasn't taking more than 6 weeks off, and then work wouldn't give it because they're, like, legally weren't allowed to, so it was a real hard one.
Yeah, right. So it's like they're telling you not to.
Yeah, yeah, but I would have been 9 months pregnant.
You could just tell them you're a surrogate.
Oh.
I mean, that's lying.
And, then when you come over to the house, it's like a pet. You got to hide the baby. Yeah. We're just looking after it for a friend.
Yeah. But also, too, no one's going to say, are you pregnant?
No, you can't. Legally, you can't.
It's like even if I was going for, say, like a new job or something, I feel like I know you're not allowed to discriminate, but because I'm at the age where a lot of people might be having babies, they'd be thinking, oh, she's only going to stay around for a year and then she'll pop out a kid. Yeah. So I feel like...
do you front that then when you, like, when you, because you've been here with us, you know, not that long.
Yeah.
But do you feel like you have to say to employers, I'm not planning on having children soon?
I think I might have slipped that into my interview somehow. Like, I'm not maternal.
Yeah, like the career is my focus for the next 5 years kind of deal.
But you shouldn't have to do that, though.
I know, but I just, that's a weird thing that I have. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I don't think you should have to do it either, but I can understand why you feel like that.
You
yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
I think this would be more common than not.
Yeah.
You know, especially for women who want to go for promotions as well. I think within a workplace, they would be holding off telling to the last minute.
I didn't tell everyone here that I was pregnant until I remember it was 6.5 months.
Yeah.
And of course they knew because it's so obvious, but you just don't say it.
No, of course not. No, no way.
No one's going to say it.
A woman could be in the middle of childbirth and unless she's told me she's pregnant, I'll be like, really?
Having fun? What are you up to?
So Shani, we're asking if anyone else has sort of, you know, had this where they've had to lie or maybe they're at the moment they're keeping it a secret. What's your story?
I was going through IVF in 2020
mm-hmm.
and I found out I was pregnant the day of my interview.
Yeah.
I didn't tell them because I didn't know if it was going to go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By 6 weeks, I had hyperemesis and was in hospital. So they found out.
Yeah.
I had to leave at 11 weeks because I was so sick.
And how were they about it? Obviously, they have to be understanding, right?
I worked in childcare, so they kind of understood.
Yeah.
And not just that, you realise that a lot of people start jobs and then don't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not just to do with pregnancy. There's a lot of reason why people can go to interviews and then go, nah, that's not for me.
Mm.
Oh, definitely.
Don't you know, you normally have a 3-month probation period, don't you?
Yeah, but you can't flick someone for being pregnant.
No, I mean, but you could go. Did you just after my 3 months, I don't enjoy it anymore and go have your baby.
And having to deal with kids when you felt sick at work would have been hard.
I actually have twins now.
No wonder you were so sick.
That pregnancy. So, I was pretty sick.
Oh. And did you still work at that place?
No, I never went back.
Okay.
My twins were born at 28 weeks.
Right.
So they spent the first 4 months in hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopefully going back to work somewhere this year when I put them into daycare.
Yeah, how are they doing? I can hear them in the background. They're going all well?
They're good. They are just turning the TV on and off at the moment, fighting over the remote.
Oh, fun times. They'll be busy for 20 minutes there. Shani, go enjoy yourself. Anonymous, you were hired while pregnant. What's your story?
I also work in childcare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hired while I was pregnant. I was 4 months at the time. They were well aware of it. After working there for about a month, received an internal promotion. And then about a month before I was due to go on mat leave, I was handed a termination letter.
Oh.
And what was what was the reason?
Because I hadn't been there for 12 months, they were terminating my contract because I wasn't eligible for the unpaid parental leave that they were obligated to give me.
Right.
So,
yeah. And you think that they would understand when you're in childcare?
Yeah.
Well, in such an ironic industry that has just as much of a staff shortage across the board like that's every true. Other profession at the moment, they were quite happy to just go, no. And then, they told all of the families that it was my choice to leave.
Of course
they did. Oh, no, I hate that. You're like, do you mind if I write a statement in the newsletter that goes
Abby
out?
Abby left radio to spend more time with her family.
That's what I've always said. Never say that. Just say that you fired me.
Abby was a horrible person to work for. She was rambunctious in the workplace. Everyone hated her, so we fired her.
I feel the truth.
Oh, okay.
It is nicer.
Hey, Anonymous.
Yes.
What's your story here? We're talking about women pregnant in the workplace when they've tried to keep it a secret.
About 10 years ago, as I'd been working in my job for about 10 years, permanent government job, and I was rejected for a home loan on the chance that I might get pregnant because I was single. Who was going to pay the mortgage while I was pregnant?
Just because you were that age that they presumed?
Yeah, and 10 years later, I still haven't had a baby.
Yeah, right.
So Anonymous, it appears that on the weekends you like to get out and about. So we
should
go
back and see that person. Are they allowed to say the reason or did you just presume it was that?
No, they were saying things like, well, who's going to pay this when you have a baby? And I was like, well, I'm not having a baby. And then they were like, but what if you do have a baby, who's going to pay it? And I'm like, but I'm not having a baby. And even, I suppose, like even 5 years ago, friends of mine who are in the same industry had to have still parents go guarantor on their home loan because they were single and didn't have someone else to pay the mortgage when they got pregnant.
I mean, can you just say you're a lesbian then? Go, it's like, physically can't. Wow. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously...
My uterus probably says that I can.
Yeah. But no, you know what I'm saying. Like, is that how ridiculous things are going to get where you're like...
Well, I guess it is. It's kind of like you're not going to say that to a guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You're going to... That's... I feel like that's a lawsuit.
Well, I think maybe the time frame. Like, I remember back when I worked in the coffee shop, my boss would not hire someone because they were redhead.
But then, in saying that, I wonder if a bank can discriminate because... what they. I shouldn't say discriminate, but they need to prove that you can...
pay them back the money that they give you.
Pay it back. I wonder if there is kind of loopholes for them with that. But you're just presuming, aren't you?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your call. Thanks for your honesty. We appreciate it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. I'm living in the 70s.
He's far out, man. I thought you were just going to keep on talking then. Yesterday, Abby, you brought in a Mary Poppins bag of a potpourri of gifts for everybody because you're going through a bit of a life clearance. And
I really am. Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've deleted all your social apps
life
and in
crisis,
that spare time.
Clean up, same thing.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
Starts with things, then moves to people. So who are you cutting?
Well, you don't know. I might have started with people first and congratulations on making the cut.
Thanks. But remember... Nice edge.
That's true. Yeah.
I did clear out my knives as well, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Got a whole new bunch of sharp ones.
Yeah. Friends came over for dinner. She's like, my new thing is I want to cook, you know, and I want to get a really nice knife. And I went, I got some. And I gifted her. So they left with the kids, the older kids, the girls getting clothes and her getting a knife. Wow. And she's like, this is weird. Thank you.
Tell you what, though, there's nothing brings more pleasure than when you've got a super sharp knife and you cut through something. You're like,
Yeah, it is a nice feeling through a shoe, like on the ads. And Maddie got himself a soda stream for his man cave with two canisters.
Three.
Three canisters. That's
four.
Four. Oh, yeah, because there's one in the machine. And the girls got dresses and whatnot.
Mm.
And as an afterthought, because you didn't have anything in there for me, you gave me this book, Handy Hints from the South Australian Country Women's Association, because if anyone would need it.
It's got men advice in there, and it's from your era, so I thought you'd like it. It's the 70s.
Yeah, 1974 it was written.
Yeah, and you were born in 1978.
Yes. It says, although
you're a big fan of the Country Women's Association.
Who's not? Actually, those cakes. Have you had those cakes?
Actually, my wife has done a lot of gigs with them. She rates them very highly.
They're amazing people. And they're funny and they're really, really naughty, some of them.
Yes, they did a sex toy auction at the one that she
was
at.
Yes.
And it says in the foreword, although we are living in an era of computer and electronic devices, the knowledge conveyed by a handy hints book can be a great value in many situations in everyday living.
It's not unbelievable they wrote that in the 70s.
I know, they thought they had technology then. We think we have technology now. In 50 years...
No, that's
Schmav, Schmavy and Schmat will be sitting here going,
I can't wait for dating.
Stav, Schmavy and Schmat.
Dating's going to be done virtually.
Yeah, it already is pretty much.
I know, but it will just be like, hey, speed dating. You'll just literally go there and they'll be like, oh, where did they disappear? And they just turn it off. Like, it will just be,
Yeah, I believe that.
I started with one for
you'll
you,
be like,
Maddie.
Eden, stop dating in your bedroom.
In your bedroom. You know, I can see you with the VR on. Put it away. I started at the camping and holiday section. This one's for you, Maddie. Because I know you love to fish. Bottle tops nailed to a piece of wood make an effective fish scaler.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. That's clever.
Can you scale a fish? It's quite a talent.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not good at it, but...
Well, use a bottle top, you'd be better.
Yeah. What I do is I go to the fish market. And then... Scales are off.
Yeah.
Or, you know, cut out the middleman. Restaurant. Yeah. I don't know what the average household had in its cupboards back in 1974. But a lot of these handy hints include one specific ingredient that I'd be like, okay. So, windscreens. Rain will run off a windscreen if it is rubbed sparingly with a mixture of 8 tablespoons of glycerine and 2 tablespoons of water with 1 tablespoon of salt added. Polish it.
Glycerine, I actually bought a whole lot of it.
Why?
Because I, at the era, I was going through my Au Natural era, and I wanted to make hand wash, and you do like glycerine and essential oils and stuff like that. It's kind of like just like a,
Is it an alcohol, is it?
No.
So is it only if you add the nitro? Because I just hear exploding.
No, not at all. I think it was just like a, kind of like, it looks like a gel.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I ordered the wrong thing from eBay, but.
I don't know if they'd post you nitroglycerine.
No, but this is just glycerin.
Right.
Glycerin, yeah, right.
Use an old felt hat to make soles for knitted slippers. This one's for me. or cut a pattern of old slippers and make felt uppers too. Or you can cut the feet off old socks and use the legs as sleeve protectors when your baby is learning to crawl.
I want you to make one of these.
Oh, yeah?
Come in, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know this.
There's a lot of baking stuff. That's why I gave it to you.
Here's one that I am going to use. Suck a lump of sugar, like a sugar cube. You don't really see them anymore. With vinegar. To stop hiccups. Right. And they actually call them hiccoughs. Which they can if you get them. This one, I will try if it ever happens. I don't think this would work. To remove an insect from the ear, happened all the time in the 70s. I don't know if you guys would remember, but the great insect plagues.
Well, did you have insect repellent then? Not really as much.
You did, but it was pretty, you couldn't spray it in the kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah, it'd kill you. To remove an insect from the ear, hold a torch close to the ear and the insect will move towards the light and out of the ear.
I do that with flies. You know when you're going to bed at night and mozzies?
Yeah.
So you know when you're going to bed at night and you've got that damn fly or mozzie?
Oh, I hate that.
And it's so annoying. So you just make sure it's pitch black and then you get the spotlight on your phone and I literally walk them out the door.
Oh, wow.
No.
I kid you not. I do it every single time.
Does that work?
100%. So you've got a fly buzzing and it's annoying and you can't catch it. So what I do is I just will put the spotlight and the fly comes straight to it on the wall and then you just keep doing it out the door and you walk the fly out the door, shut the door and then I text Scott and say, hey, you got to get rid of the fly. It's in the lounge room now.
imagine the fly going, how the hell did I get
it? Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
131060, we'd love to hear from you. You can join our conversation on First Calls. We are talking about school uniforms. Someone on TikTok, and I'm presuming it is a female, rated Brisbane school uniforms. For practicality, they were like, oh, that looks good, but it looks hot. So what's the best school uniform? You say that you don't like them. I would love to wear a uniform again.
Yeah, it makes life so much better.
I would, like, as an adult now, I would love to wear a uniform to
then
work.
Why have we not done that? Why do we, us three, not have...
A Stav, Abby and Matt uniform.
Yes, I'll get it designed.
Yeah, I 100% would, and then you would never have to think about what to wear.
This is the only job I've ever had where I haven't worn a uniform.
Yeah.
Why don't we get it like, because you know how like Virgin, they get it...
made by like a fashion company.
Yeah, we can get like Zimmerman.
Yeah.
I've never had a Zimmerman.
I've had a Zimmer frame.
Of course, yeah.
You haven't had, you mean you have.
I mean, I require.
Can we get someone to design us a uniform?
Yeah.
We want to get a team uniform.
Oh, yeah, that could be cute.
Yeah.
Like a tracksuit or something.
No. Like, you know how Virgin get theirs designed by, like, some sort of cool designer.
Gucci.
Oh,
Gucci.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if we've got the budget for Gucci, but I can definitely ask.
Yeah, well, they all need to do community service.
hey, Caitlin, you're from Forest Lake. We're talking about school uniforms here in Brisbane. And 13 1060, you can join in. Where did you go to school?
I went to Brigidine College in Indooroopilly.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was literally god awful. And it was yellow, like lemon yellow shirt. And then the tartan skirt and the lovely brown shoes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And then they changed it a couple of years later and it was like an improvement, but it's still bad.
Yeah, it's a long dress now, isn't it? So it's like the tartan skirt, they've just turned into a big dress.
Yes, and they ditched the brown shoes, thank God, those poor girls.
Yeah. It's character building, Caitlin, character building.
Yes.
Where would you buy brown shoes?
What do you mean?
Like one shop, like Williams, and that was the only place.
Yeah.
Ah.
I used to even have the Doc Martens in the brown because I had to have brown shoes and I wanted to try and make it cool. So you could do the Doc Martens in brown or black. And you're not going to believe this. Yeah. The brown were always available at the shop.
Get out of town.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, because no one wants them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Caitlin. Malika, hi.
Morning.
Hello. You're calling about the uniforms as well.
Yes, I went to Corinda High.
Yeah, see, that one was rated really highly. They said, although it looked uncomfortable.
The original uniforms were comfy, but the new uniforms they brought in were terrible.
No. And was that in your time? Did you have the good ones and then they changed to the bad ones after you left? Or
in year 12, I had to deal with the new uniform and then wasn't my issue anymore.
That's annoying as a parent if your kid's got 1 year of school left and then you have to buy all new uniforms.
They normally give you a little bit of like leeway, but they do it all the time. They constantly update the uniform.
Well, at Indooroopilly High School, I don't believe they even have a uniform. I think that'd be a nightmare for parents
too. Yeah, they don't. They don't.
You'd have to come up with a different outfit for school every day. And you'd be it'd be like free clothes day every day.
I think you get used to it after that.
What do you do for Mufti Day? You wear a uniform?
You imagine that.
You pay $2, you get to wear a uniform. Any school uniform you want.
Good on you, Malika. Thank you. 13 1060, we're talking school uniforms around Brizzy.
We're not allowed to say Monday Day any day anymore.
What does it mean? I just was going to pass it. What is that?
It's it means free clothes in some army term from another country.
It was always free dress day here in Queensland.
Yeah.
What was it in SA?
No, it's just free dress day everywhere except in Stubbs vocabulary.
Mufti in New South Wales, where I went for a while.
Really?
Oh, that's what they call it there, Mufti.
Yeah, Mufti.
If we go down there and we use that word.
If you go down there and Mufti, they'll be like, yep, gotcha.
What are you doing today? I'm just Mufti.
Just Mufti in it. Yeah, Mufti in it up.
Mel and Petrie, what do you reckon is the best school uniform in Brizzy?
Petrie, it's so practical.
Is it practical? That's what we like. Do you go there or your child goes there?
My son's in grade 2.
Right.
Have a young voice, sounding voice for a second there, Mel.
What makes it practical?
It's just plain blue shorts and a plain blue polo. Doesn't matter what shoes they wear, it's so easy.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's good.
And especially when you can go get the plain blue shorts from Best and Less and they're only a couple of dollars. You know, when you don't have to get that set one.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So much easier.
All right. How good. There we go. Petrie State School.
For the win.
There we go. Thanks for calling. We have Nathaniel from Boondall who can confirm your Muff Day. Hey, Nathaniel.
Muff tea. Very important.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. You're having a Muff tea day?
Yeah, well, it works for me. I don't have a uniform, so I can have Mufti Day every day.
Every day. Every day's a Mufti Day.
So you're from New South Wales?
Yeah, I grew up there, did all my schooling down there, and, whenever it was the free dress day, it was always Mufti Day, you know, the gold coin donation.
There you go. Yeah, always a gold coin, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, Mufti is of Arabic origin. It's a legal advisory in Islamic law. In the Music Hall era, people would dress up as Mufti in traditional garb, blah, 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 blah. So there you go.
All right. There we go. Good stuff. Thanks for calling.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Yeah. People say that it's the winner's
day. Hey, back in the day, you'd hear occasionally about a scam, wouldn't you? It would always be a love scam and it would, you know, I'm talking back a few years ago and it would be like a friend of a friend you might have heard. But now everyone is being done by scams. Mm. Whether you've fallen for it or not, you've always got an email, a text message, yep. a phone
Australia
call.
Australia Post couldn't deliver your mail.
Something, and they really do look legit.
They
and
look
they're
legit.
So much more sophisticated. So I think back in the day, people used to feel a lot ashamed of like, oh my God, how could I be so dumb? Mm. But I think it is amazing that people are talking about it just to get the awareness of that. Unfortunately, we should be so sceptical of it. And one person that has done by a scam, unfortunately, is Michelle Caron. You'd know her as the star of Maths back in 2020, a Brizzy Girl Morning.
Hi. Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, good. Now, I hear about this scam and, you know, on one sign you go, oh, my God, how could you fall for it? And then on the other hand, you're like, well, a lot of people are.
Mm.
What was it? What happened?
Well, I thought that I'd never fall for something like that either, but they were really, really good and you got money back and you see the website, and I'm glad that news.com showed the website and showed emails from the people, because it seems legitimate. Mm. And you go and research it online and it says it's legitimate. So, and then when I tried to pull out, then they scammed me with love, and I'm a sucker for that.
So, was it kind of like a shares thing? Like you gave a certain amount of money and did they give you like a shares report so it seemed like it was going up, or they actually gave you cash back?
Well, initially you got your money back, like a bit of bonus. And so then you think, okay, I can invest a little bit more. Mm. And they don't do it quick. They're in for the long haul because they want big money. They don't just want a little bit like $100 or $1,000. They want, you know, your $100,000.
Mm.
Yeah, so I know. I felt really silly speaking about it because I felt, how could I fall for this? But I did. Mm. But I think other people will or have. And I just want people to be more wary of it. That's why I spoke
about it. Well, that is one of the things they rely on, is the fact that people feel so ashamed about what they've done and so, you know, stupid that they don't say anything about the scheme, and then they can just go on and do it to the next person.
Yeah, and I wanted to release names because I think that they use the same names as other people, because when I've researched it now, people are talking about the same people.
Right.
So, yeah, and then even trying to report it to websites to say, this is a scam, and my posts keep getting taken down. Mm. So
you invested 50 grand of your own money.
And then extended family.
Yeah, and then 100 grand from family members. So
when
you realised it was a scam, you went and confronted them, and then you had a relationship with the guy who scammed you?
No. So at first I had a little bit of money, maybe about 10 or 15,000. And I said, oh, I'm going to pull out. This is not for me. And then all of a sudden they introduced this flash new manager who started to manage me.
Mm.
And he was interested in me romantically. So then this became, I don't know, a different part of the scam. So they researched me. They knew who I was. They knew I'd probably go for love. And then we were making money for being together.
Right. Did you ever meet him, or you mean it was just an online relationship?
No, I didn't. I didn't even see a photo of him.
Mm. Right.
I didn't meet him. I talked to him every day, but I didn't meet him. That sounds so. How can you fall for that? I just did.
But it happens, though, because it depends how what emotional state you're in at the moment. Do you know what I mean? And like, is someone sending you? Because he even sent you flowers, right?
Yeah, he was sending flowers and chocolates, and then I went to hospital and I just needed some money, and that's when all of a sudden he got reported, apparently, and that's when it all fell down.
So when you, and just so I'm across sort of how it fell, in the beginning when you invested money, you were getting some money back, so in your mind you're like, oh, this isn't a scam,
legit.
You know what I mean? Like they just drip-fed you enough to make you think that it wasn't it was a safe investment, which even you would never have think of a scammer would be doing that.
No,
it them would, giving up cash,
yeah.
But they know they'll get more.
That's what she said, like the long term. That's insane. But it's just, is there anything about, I guess, the technology or something that kind of surprised you? Like you look back now and you go, yeah, of course it was fake. But was there something about it where you're like, guys, you really need to be careful because this is the level that they're going to?
Yeah, because when I look at the trading site there, I was looking at legit trading sites, like, you know, the Australian, I don't know what it is, but it was matching the same quantities. It was at the numbers were the same.
Right.
The growth was exactly the same. They've actually mirrored it.
Wow.
So, and I just think, wow, they've gone to a huge extent just to do that. And even Everrise, it's there's an Everrise financial company with one R, and it's on the same street that they talk about. So when you Google it, that Everrise comes up, but it's only the one R, and you think, oh, okay, maybe I put the wrong address, and it is in London on this address. It's a real financial institution as well.
Right. There you go.
I don't know. Anyway, I've tried to make people aware, like, you know, online, and it's kind of like you don't get anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and it's good to let everyone know to make sure they don't fall for the same thing. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
And I made a few apps for the iPhone, iPod Touch and iPad. I'd like to share a couple with you today.
Abby Jane Coleman, your financial troubles are officially over.
Okay. You're going to pay a few bills for me because I got a few.
I'll give you the money I owe you back.
Okay.
Because I found an app. It just popped up and I looked at it on my Instagram feed. I was like, that can't be a thing. But this is a thing. And out of the team, you're the one person that can utilize this app, whether or not you would or not, or whether or not we, as the other side of it, would use it, I'm not sure. Has anyone heard of Swimply?
No.
No. Swimply. Is it a legitimate app that you're sharing with people?
It was in Forbes magazine.
Okay, as long as, but you said I found it on Instagram, and we all click Swimply. Those links sometimes and just go, no. So it's financial?
You make money off of it, yes. Okay. You could make money out of it.
Here's how you can make money on your side hustle. Quit your 9-to-5.
Subscribe right here.
Yep.
All we need is your credit card details.
Let me get it.
So, I mean, we all laughed when, we all kind of giggled when Uber came out, went, that's not going to work. We're not going to get in the strangers' cars. We did. Airbnb came out. We went, we're not going to live in a stranger's house. That's ridiculous. We did.
They're saying that the businesses that are most successful these days are not actually selling something. They're selling a service. So you're getting money from something else. You don't own anything.
Which is clever.
It is clever. You don't have, I guess, as much overhead. So what are we doing now?
Well, now, if you do not have a swimming pool, on this app, you can see 5 or 6 swimming pools in your area that the people are renting out for about $40 an hour.
Yeah, right.
Oh, geez, I need to make some money at the moment.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That pool's just sitting there doing nothing half the time.
And that's stupid because I have you guys over and I don't charge you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You could even just have a little petty cash.
Can I ask you, because I'm really still upset that you peed in the pool last time you were over, because I just thought that was a done thing that you just don't pee in friends' pools. Would you pee in the pool? Because we don't pee in the pool.
Yeah, everyone pees in the pool.
No, we don't pee in our pool.
It's like everyone pees in the shower.
Not from the deck.
The kids don't pee in the pool. You know why? Because they put their penises through the glass and go into the bushland. So I know that they don't pee in the pool.
I mean, I would have done that too.
They couldn't fit it. It's a big one, mate. Okay,
your words.
But don't you think this is weird? So I was like, at the start, I was like, okay, that's kind of interesting because we've got mates that have got pools, and when they go away, they go, oh, the pool's just sitting there. If you want to go over, you can feel free to do that. We generally don't because it still feels weird.
It feels weird, yeah.
But in this one, you pay the $45, and it ranges, can be 23, can be I think highest was 60 that I saw on the app, and there was one in Fortitude Valley, one in West End. And it took me a while to find this. Generally, the owners are there.
Yeah, that's like Airbnbs that are weird where you can.
They live there?
Yeah, they live there. Sometimes you can just get a room or a downstairs area
or
and the person's
bathroom, you're like,
in the house as well.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think I would be more interested if it was like guaranteed person's away. Yeah. But it seems like generally they stay in, they go, look at my pool, and you can use the
bathroom.
Because
they were talking about all the stats, you know, because there has been issues with drownings. Mm. And they were talking about the stats. I would have thought that Queensland had the most pools. But apparently New South Wales definitely have more. I don't know if it's because of a size thing. And Victoria has a lot, which always surprises me because who's swimming in Victoria? It's only summer for a small period. Yeah.
And that is some of the questions that have been raised. The app launched last year and it's doing rather well. But who's responsible if there's an issue, if there's an injury at the pool?
Because do you have to look after them or do you just do like a waivers where people are like, yes, we can swim. Do I need to bring down drinks?
Yeah.
Do I need to do what I normally do, which is don't jump off the side?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just had the sandwich. You can't go back in for 45 minutes.
See, I would do it if you could do it the same as like, you know, if you're at a hotel and there's like a cabana set up, right? So you what you do is then there is a service. Maybe they bring you lunch. Maybe they,
yeah. You know. Well, the ones that are doing better out of it are those kind of, say you've got an apartment in the city, but it's got a pool up the roof and a gym and a spa, and then you can rent all of that out as guests of you.
But I don't think, you're saying $40, I don't think if you had a trip to like the Logan pool, I don't think that would charge $40 for a public pool.
But privacy and also not, some people aren't that close. This could be just around the corner from you.
The country club near you, which is, I can't even believe we use the word country club because I've never really heard about it in Australia, but you have one in Barton. You don't have membership, but someone else gave you your membership.
No, we go, if they go, we go with them.
Oh, because I was like, if you've got the thing, why can't you hire out that?
Oh, yeah.
Does a kiddie pool count? You blow one of those up.
Try.
Did you pay $40 to get into the kiddie pool?
Try.
Oh, I do half price.
Well, some people have made up to 11K a month off this service. So it's working for some people. And
11 what?
11K.
$11,000?
A month?
So was it $40 an hour or $40 bucks a day?
It depends. No, it's all hour based because the person's there. They don't want you at your house the entire time. But it's $40. That's the medium. It goes anyone, like depending on the pool, you can charge 21. I saw one in 21 in Corinda. And with the one on the rooftop that had the spa and the gym was 60.
What's a good thing is you sort of know the pools around you for you guys, you know?
Yeah.
If you look on the app.
Yeah.
And then you just befriend them.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm. Or just stake out their house and see when they leave and then pop in quickly for a dip.
We did that when we were kids with one of my mates. Yeah. We went swimming in his backyard. He told us we could swim in his pool. He was away on holidays. So we're swimming. It was like 11 o'clock at night. Didn't realise the dad didn't go away on holidays. So the cops came. Two cops came and pulled us out of the pool.
He said we could.
Yeah.
See, now you can avoid that problem.
There we go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow. It'll be, is it the first of February tomorrow?
Yes, 1st of February.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Just reminded me, next year is a leap year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I was having this chat with my neighbour on Australia Day because Australia Day next year will fall on a Friday.
Right.
And then I was like, so that'll be so great. Then Australia Day will go Saturday, Sunday, which means you'll get the Monday public holiday for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then it'll fall on the Monday. And he goes, no, next year's a leap year. No. So Australia Day will go Friday, Monday.
Oh, is that how it'll work?
Yeah. And that's what he said. And I didn't bother to look at a calendar and check it. So I'm living by that.
I can't imagine why would it affect it? Because it's in the January before the leap year has occurred.
Yeah, trying to work out.
Yeah, but then apparently he was saying you'll lose the 2 days.
Sorry, Australia Day's on the Sunday. So no, that's 2025. Wait a minute.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Yeah, so it'll go Friday, because it's in January, so it'll go Friday in 2024, and then it leaps to Sunday. So you only skip the Saturday. So so you miss 1 year of extra long weekend.
Okay.
Because of the leap year. Sorry, not two years. Yeah. Right. So it'll go Friday, then it'll move to Sunday the year after.
Right.
Whereas it would have been on Saturday.
Yeah,
which means
that year
we would have had a Monday public holiday.
And finally, there's a change of date I can get behind.
Friday, Saturday. Yeah, okay. But then it depends. I wonder if we will still have a public holiday there next year.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Next year, I reckon we will. You don't know anything.
Nope.
Also, are we having the King's birthday this year or are we having the Queen's birthday?
I think we're going to do both this year out of respect and then just him next time. I don't know.
Yeah, how will that work? Watch this space.
Yeah, same time at the moment.
Hey, Alpha Bucks answers. That's what we're meant to give. Sorry, I sidetracked us there.
That's all right. Your letter is R. It's another pirate day. And your answers are Roma, ravioli, and an absolute classic, Rugrats.
That's the podcast. See you tomorrow. Stav,
Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.